Do you like what we do? Well, let me introduce you to Friends of Near. This is a way for you to support the great work of Near Media Co-op, which we here at Near think will give friends and family the chance to actively support the community media work we just love doing. Joining is easy, and you can find out more at near.ie/friends or by email to friends@near.ie. There's a few T's and C's, but only a few. Promise. Go on. Let's be friends.
Right, now I want to welcome into the studio Joan King, Derek Meets and Christine Reid, all from YAP Ireland. And as usual, we go to you first, Joan. You just tell the listeners a bit about YAP Ireland.
Yeah, well, we work with young people in the age range of 10 to 18. Sometimes they go younger, sometimes they go older. We're actually flexible in our approach. We work with young people in the community, young people who are struggling or feeling a bit vulnerable, and families. We use a wraparound approach, and our main aim is to link the young person and the family back into supports in their own community. So to get that sense of belonging back into their community and establish themselves more in community. So it would be things like, you know, linking young people into, you know, community sports clubs, community activity clubs, back to school, helping them kind of stay out of, you know, risk-taking behaviours, or maybe just, you know, building up relationships in the home or building up relationships in extended family or identifying a support person in the community. So that's basically the work that we do. We use a wraparound model, and we use trained community advocates who work one-to-one with the young person, and we offer up to 15 hours for a six-month period to the young person.
Yeah, that the advocates, it sounds like there's a lot of work involved there, and psychology and a lot of stuff. So,
well, yeah, that's kind of probably under the surface. Really, we pride ourselves in taking what we call like a common sense approach. And we use ordinary people from ordinary walks of life, just like all of us. You don't necessarily have to have a professional qualification to be an advocate. You do need to have some experience working with young people, and that could be life experience, or, you know, work experience, or voluntary experience. And you do need to have access to a car and a full driver's license so that you can actually drive into the, you know, the far parts of, you know, some communities and pick up the young people and bring them out and about and maybe out of their community initially, just to build up relationship.
And is it a referral organisation, or can young people contact you themselves?
No, you need to be, they need to be referred in, and the main bulk of our referrals come through TUSLA. So we work in partnership with TUSLA, and or maybe the disability services or the mental health services or youth justice. We get referrals in from all those areas.
Okay, now we go. We have two advocates in studio, Derek and Christine. Christine, I'll go to you first. How did you get involved originally, and did you have experience with working with young people?
Originally, no, I had no experience working with young people, except for bringing my own son up. I was actually doing work experience in a jobs club, and I was helping other people fill out their get their CVs done and look for jobs on all the different job sites. And I actually came across the job myself while searching for other people, and I was reluctant to apply for it because I was thinking, oh, you'd have to have degrees, you'd have to have this, you'd have to have that.
Yeah.
But look, I always say, go for something. If it's not meant for you, it won't happen. So I applied for it, got the interview, got the second interview, and done the training. And that was in 2011 when I first started with YAP.
So you're still there.
I'm still here. I keep coming back simply for the fact that I actually enjoy it. The last thing I would have thought of that I wanted to work with teenagers.
Yeah.
Because I still feel like I'm a teenager myself sometimes, but I'm not. And they just, it draws you back all the time.
Yeah.
You want to come back. You want to come back and do the bit that you do for them.
Yeah, and I'd say it's very fulfilling when you see the outcome on most cases.
It can be fulfilling, yeah. It definitely can. But even the cases that's not so fulfilling, you always know you've left that little small bit left with them.
Yeah.
It may be not that year, maybe not the following year that they actually have come back to what we were always talking about in the car, or when we go out for something to eat or something like that. But it comes back to them. It does come back to them. And you, the thing is, you're working in the community, and there's always that chance that you bump in to some of the young people that you've worked with in the past, which I have, and they're in their 22 now, some of them are.
Yeah.
And they're flying. Great jobs, doing well, in relationships, and doing very well. And that's the really fulfilling part, when you actually bump into them out of the blue and say, and they always remember you as well. They always remember your name.
And you could have gone down a different road altogether if it wasn't for Yap and you and yourself, of course.
Yeah.
And Derek, just the same to you. How did you get started? How did you get involved?
I was actually a tradesman for over 30 years, and I had a bit of an accident a couple of years ago and couldn't go back to doing what I was doing. Yeah. So my involvement with youth originally was through football. I was a football coach and have been a football coach for a long time. And a little bit like Christine, just kind of happened across it on Facebook one day that the Yap were looking for people. And just like that, I thought, you know, a little bit dubious at first, would I be able to do the job? And I just went for it. And kind of straight away, you realise that there's plenty of people around you to support you, and, you know, you're not left there alone. And even from day one, even going to the very first interview, you were being told and you were being reassured that there was plenty of support there for you, that you weren't going to be thrown in at the deep end and just left to your own devices. So it was more or less from that. And then thankfully, they decided to take me on. And haven't looked back since. It's been fantastic. It really has, you know.
So that stood you, I'd say, that you were working with young people.
Yeah, I mean, look, to be honest with you, John, you know, when I went in originally and people were talking about different youth organisations, I was completely lost. And at that stage, you're kind of sitting there thinking, these people know an awful lot more about this type of stuff than I do. But you just kind of have to get over that and, you know, say, right, I learn as I'm going. And you do learn, and you learn extremely quickly, more so than you would, I think, in a lot of kind of environments or in areas of work. You just learn. It's hands on. You learn very, very quickly. Definitely the football stood to me, because I was used to working with lads from kind of any age, 7 or 8 up to 18, 19 sort of thing. So it did stand to me. I mean, you can't talk to lads when you're trying to coach football as if they're nothing. You have to treat them with respect, and it's exactly the same with Yap. You've got to, you know, talk to these kids in a respectful manner, and when you do that with them, they'll do exactly the same with you. So yeah, it was a little bit of it was definitely a good experience to have going into it.
Right, and you're dealing with sometimes vulnerable young people, and they'd be troubled. So how do you deal with their troubles, for instance, and how do you get around that? I'd say it takes an awful lot of understanding and patience. Christine?
It does. I mean, when the young people eventually get to know you, get to trust you, they might revulge what's actually going on with them and why their behaviour is this way, or what's going on with them. And when they do, sometimes you could be initially like, but you can't.
Yeah.
You don't do that. You keep the stern face, like, for them to be able to continue to speak to you, because you don't want them to see, like, oh my God,
you're shocked.
I'm shocked. Yeah. Oh my God, what am I going to do here? What am I? No, you just have to talk it through with them. And then it's great when they do it, because you know you're halfway there then, when they divulge what's going on with them. When they talk about their life, when they talk about whether it's home, whether it's outside, whether it's school, whatever it can be going on for them, when they do divulge it for you, it's great then, because you can move forward.
Yeah.
We can look for the services. If I can't help them myself, there's all the other different services. You go to the team leaders, they'll search, they'll go with you and say, okay, well, let's try A, B and C.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's great when they talk to you.
Yeah.
It's great when they talk to you.
I think the advocates are really strong on, they have skills, like just listening skills, understanding, patience, kind of research skills, and just even reflecting back, you know, like giving time to someone, to give them that space to actually just, you know, say what it is that is troubling them, say what it is, what the struggle is. And as Christine says, just hear it, really listen to it, and let someone know that you're listening to them. I mean, it sounds pretty basic, but it's a skill and it's a strength, and it's what our advocates do day in, day out. And simply by doing that in that respectful way that Derek is talking about, it empowers people to see that they can make choices, like, and it sees that they can reflect on their life and see where it is they want to make improvements. And, you know, we don't tell people what to do. We don't tell, you know, young people what they need to do. However, you kind of hold up a mirror, like, as it were, to let them see, like, what it is that they're doing and see, are you happy with that? And if you're not, maybe you can, you could try this or try that, or, you know.
Well, that'd be a lot to do with the training as well. The training, I'm sure, covers all that. And we're going to, with this, we're actually making an appeal for advocates. And we'll make the point again, like, Derek was involved with football, that was voluntary.
Yeah.
This isn't volunteer work, is it?
No, it's not volunteer work. It's paid work. We are running a recruitment that will start on the 4th of February for advocates. So we are making an appeal to people to apply. And, you know, as I was saying earlier, advocates come from all walks of life. Don't rule yourself out, do you know what I mean, by thinking, oh, I won't be able to do that. Because as Christine and Derek said, they did have, you know, reservations and thinking maybe they wouldn't be able to do the job. You know, but we do that to ourselves sometimes when we're applying for a job. But, you know, let us make the decision. If you put in the application form, you can see whether you're shortlisted. As I say, you have to meet certain criteria, like any job. You have to have some experience, life experience, work experience or voluntary experience, working with families or young people. And, you know, access to a car and a driver's license, and, you know, be able to work in Ireland, and, you know, have nothing that would stop you to do that. So the advocates are trained by us. So they're trained, they have 5 days training. So we have four what we call core module training. So that teaches you all about, you know, YAP, the history of YAP, what it's like to be an advocate, the role of an advocate, certain behaviour management kind of techniques. And, you know, after that, you know, they do child safeguarding training, an intense day on that, and need to be guarded vetted. So after that, they go on a panel to be selected of an advocate. If an appropriate match of a young person and family comes up in the community, you can be selected to match with that young person. And as you say, we offer up to 15 hours a week. So you need to have the availability of working. But, you know, I suppose it's a good point probably to emphasise that, you know, most of our advocates report on kind of the benefits of being, what the benefits of being an advocate are to them personally.
Yeah.
I think we, you know, grow professionally and personally. You know, YAP are always supporting advocates, you know, with their professional development, personal development. We pride ourselves in that. And, you know, a high number of our advocates move on to, you know, study further and, you know, grow into other roles. Or, you know, they just take their skills and bring, you know, into other employment suits them at that time. So there really are, you know, there's huge benefits in the community to the young people and the family. You know, our outcomes kind of, you know, show that. You know, we have very positive outcomes for young people, but we have very positive outcomes for advocates as well, you know, where they kind of grow. And as you're saying, it's a very meaningful type of role, you know, and it's very much that sense of giving back to the community and the sense of pride that we take, you know, for that.
And you guys are from the Dublin branch of YAP Ireland. This is a national appeal.
It is. Yeah, it's a national organisation, and we are recruiting nationwide. So if we're Galway, Limerick, Cork, Cavan Monaghan, Meath, Dublin, Louth, Midlands, you know, it's, we stretch far and wide, nationwide, yeah, over the country. So again, you know, put in your application.
And the interviews would happen in your local area.
The interviews will happen in the local area. There may be some travelling, you know, if you're countrywide, you know, if there isn't an office in your particular county, you may need to travel to that county. But people will understand that. The advert will say that, and, you know, they'd be notified of that when they're being invited to interview.
Now, you mentioned their family, and would the situation arise where if you're talking to a young person and there's trouble at home, we just have to approach, say, parents and get them involved in the case?
Yeah, well, Christine and Derek will tell you that they do a lot of work with the parents, and, you know, go negotiating with parents and supporting parents.
A lot of the time, John, you'll find that the kids are not in a great place, but also sometimes the parents aren't in a great place either. Yeah. And it's very difficult for parents to get a child out of a rough spot if they're not feeling great themselves. So we kind of go in and we work with the parents as well to try and empower them to be able to help their own child as well. So it's not about us going in and creating a quick fix. It's about us going in and leaving them in a good place for the future as well. Yeah. And if the way to do that is by working with the parents, well, then we'll do that. You know, we'll get the parents out into the community and give them a better sense of worth as well. And we always find that when we do that with parents, that it creates a better environment, obviously, then for the children as well. So definitely working around the family with that wraparound model that Joan spoke about earlier, that's the way that we approach it and that's the way we work. It's not just going in and kind of working with an individual, it's trying to get the whole family involved.
So we're talking about mediation in some cases.
A little bit of everything. There's so many there's so many different things you have to do. It's unbelievable, but I mean, it's, as Christine said, it's extremely fulfilling. You really do feel like you're doing something good, you know. And I would encourage anybody that's even got the slightest inkling to want to, you know, apply to just go for it and give it a go. See what you think. I mean, what is there to lose? If you try it and you don't like it, you've got nothing to lose. But I think there's so much to gain if you actually try it and you do like it and you end up, like ourselves, being there for a while, you know. It's fantastic.
Okay, and Joan, you're looking for a full-time, just a couple of full-time posts.
Yeah, there are. There are two full-time posts actually advertised currently. They're on ActiveLink and our website. We're actually looking for a data resource administrator. So that's someone who'd, you know, be an emphasis on, you know, efficiency, accuracy, confidentiality of client information. You know, he'd be working in the office based in the Dublin office, which is up around Phibsborough, and that's a full-time role. He would need to have a knowledge of GDPR and that as well, and some experience of working in a, you know, client relationship management system. We're also looking for a locum team leader post. So the team leader is responsible for managing the advocates who delivered the quality service to the young people. And both that is another Dublin role. That would be, you'd be based in the Dublin office. And they manage that delivery, that service delivery to the advocates and young people. You need to have a degree in social care or similar for that, and some experience, 2 years experience of managing or supervising a team. And that could be in a voluntary capacity as well, that managing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking here, Yap Ireland are also seeking to create a national panel for team leaders.
Yes. Well, all of our roles that we advertise, we create a panel. So if you don't actually get that particular role that's currently, you know, vacant, that you would be placed on a panel for roles that come up in the future. We generally keep our panels open for 6 months.
Yeah. And I'm also looking here, you'd welcome applications from Dublin, Meath, Cavan, Monaghan, Midlands
and South. The South, yes, yeah.
So once again, that particular one then is a national.
That particular one is a national one, yes.
Okay. Now, if somebody wants to get involved, is it just go on to the website?
Go. I think that's the easiest route, really. www.yapireland.ie. If there was some reason that you know, didn't have internet or whatever, we do have a landline, 01-868-9180. If people wanted to phone up for some reason, if they had difficulty accessing application form, and you know, but it is on our website, it is on ActiveLink. So we'd be delighted to see your applications flooding in.
And would you appeal to people to apply?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, 100%.
It's really worth
100%.
And there's no one, you know, mould, one for as an advocate or a team leader. Even we have people who, you know,
they come in all shapes and sizes,
yes,
don't they?
That's it.
Yeah,
we go
to regular team meetings and you meet all sorts. Mm. But at the end of the day, we all have the same goal. That's the one thing that we all have in common, you know. Yes. We come from different walks of life, but we all have the same goal. That's the important part.
And it is, just to say about the, when you are put on the panel, it is about a matching. It's not that some young person is just thrown at you when you walk in the door. You're matched with the right child for you, the right young person for you.
Yeah.
Okay, is there anything anybody would like to add before we...
No, just thanks for having us on and giving us the opportunity, like you always do, to advertise
much.
Our
thanks,
posts.
John.
And
I know, it's great work you're doing, so you know, you're more than welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, listen, anyway, it's www.yapireland.ie or 01-868-9180.
That's it.
If anybody wants to apply.
Brilliant, yeah.
Okay, listen, thank you very much for coming
to
the studio.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Thank you.